Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Jen from Crossroads. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've been talking a great subject today. It's one I like a lot. Sleep.
Who doesn't like sleep? That's what I want to know.
You know, the people that probably don't like sleep are the ones that have trouble sleeping.
True.
But I bet they wish that they liked sleep.
Yes. I bet they want more sleep and better quality sleep.
And that's exactly what we've been talking about today. We've got 10 tips for getting a better night's sleep. And, you know, getting a good night's sleep may help you be a healthier weight.
Really?
Yeah. So there was a study that found that adults who reported fewer than 4 hours of sleep a night are a whopping 73% more likely to be obese.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's, well, whoa on getting less than 4 hours of sleep a night, and whoa on that increased likelihood to be obese. But
yes,
it also carries over to teenagers, too. The American College of Chest Physicians surveyed 255 high school students, and teenage boys who slept 7 hours or less on weekdays had an average body mass index that was 3.8% higher than those who slept more than 7 hours. And then for girls that slept less than 7 hours, they had a body mass index that was 4.7% higher than girls that got more than 7 hours of sleep.
Wow.
So sleep, not only important to healing and your mood and your brain function, but also towards keeping a healthy weight.
Wow.
And I guess it has to do with two hormones, ghrelin and leptin, which are involved in appetite. Ghrelin helps to cause hunger, but leptin signals the brain to stop eating when you're full. And these hormones being out of balance with a lack of sleep apparently leaves us craving calorie-dense, high-carbohydrate foods.
Which is why we talked earlier that we notice when we don't get enough sleep, we crave sweets and junk food.
Yeah, where's the chocolate bar? So get a good night's sleep. We've got lots of tips. In the first half of the show, we were talking about setting a schedule. So go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time. Make sure you're getting exercise every day. Avoid caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. Create yourself a bedtime routine, particularly if you are having trouble falling asleep right away at night when you lay down to go to sleep. Create some sort of healthy routine like a warm bath or reading a book or some sort of relaxation to help you unwind and make your body realize it's time to go to sleep.
Yes.
Pattern yourself like you would a toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also sleep until sunlight. So sleep until sunrise when possible. Your schedule allows that. And if it doesn't allow that, at least go outside and get some sunlight in your eyeballs first thing in the morning. That will help you get a better night's sleep the following night. We also have more advice. Number 6 is to not lie awake in bed.
So if you're having trouble falling asleep, don't lay there thinking about a million things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you got to get up.
Get up and do something.
Do something else.
Reading, listening to music, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which helps relax you, really.
Mm-hmm. I've found that if I'm having trouble falling asleep and I'm thinking about it and I'm stressing out about it, then I get more wound up and I'm less likely to fall asleep.
Yeah, because you're stressing out about it and creating more anxiety and stress around.
I'm counting the hours. I'm like, if I don't fall asleep now, I'm only going to get 6.5 hours of sleep. And then I'm awake. Oh, no, I'm only going to get 6 hours of sleep. I'm going to be tired tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I did find that moving to a different bed or a different location in the house to fall asleep sometimes helps me on those nights.
Nice.
I don't know why that is, but
yeah.
Change of venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another piece of advice for getting a good night's sleep is to make sure that you're controlling the light level in your bedroom.
Yes. I'm a person who can't sleep with any type of light coming in the bedroom. So we actually have the darkening curtains in our room to make it pitch black.
That's awesome.
And I've moved out anything, even the little lights on any type of electronics or anything, even the little power, the red power light and that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super sensitive to, so it's either covered up behind something or it's out of the room.
And no nightlight, I assume?
No nightlight.
Yep. So if you can get rid of those sources of extra light in your bedroom, you can get better quality sleep.
Yes.
And also control your room temperature. So make sure it's a comfortable temperature for you to sleep in.
Yeah. You don't want it too hot.
Mm-hmm. Don't want it too cold.
Don't want it too cold.
Just right.
Yes.
The three bears.
I was just going to say, we sound like Goldilocks with that one.
Hey, Yay! And then also eliminating noise distractions when you're looking at your overall sleep environment. Limit the light. Make sure you got a good temperature. And if there's something running in the background and that doesn't help you sleep well, try to get rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if your spouse is a snoring type person, get some earplugs because that can disrupt your quality of sleep with someone next to you.
Definitely. I've also done, especially with light levels in the room, but removing any, my husband used to charge his cell phone in our bedroom, and it wasn't right next to us. It was like across the bedroom, but I was super sensitive to if the screen ever lit up from something or hearing the vibration from anything. And then I had read stuff that whatever light that the cell phones emit aren't good for. So I made him move it out of the bedroom. And he's even said that he's sleeping better. He didn't realize that thing, you know, the light coming on. Yeah, that it was even disrupting him too. So all those type of things, all those electronics and screens and are out of the bedroom.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That actually leads into our next tip, which is to eliminate screen time.
Yes.
Before bed.
Yeah, they say at least an hour, right?
Before bed. An hour, two is even better, but at least an hour. Don't use your phone. Don't use the TV. Don't use your computer screen. Find something to do the last hour before you go to sleep that does not emit blue light waves at your eyeballs.
Yes. And it also helps turn your brain off, too. You know, like it helps settle it down. You're not reading a bunch of things. You're not, you know, wrapped up either in the news or whatever high stress anxiety TV show is on.
Like, right? Yeah. Are you scrolling through Facebook?
Yep. Helps settle you down and kind of relax into going to sleep.
That might be the most difficult tip that we have to execute.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Because I think a lot of people do towards the end of the night. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I sit there on my phone and start scrolling through Facebook just to see, you know,
what's going on?
What's going on? What have people been up to? Yeah. Without realizing that I'm probably not setting myself up for the best night's sleep.
Exactly. Now, another tip that we have is check your vitamin D levels. Have your doctor check your vitamin D levels. And if you have low vitamin D levels, you are more prone to not having a good restful sleep.
Hmm.
It was interesting. I've got the research here with me. Let me find it. They did research on, I want to say it was Korean field workers. Yeah, it was indoor field workers in the electronics manufacturing industry in Korea. And they found the people had the lowest vitamin D serum levels were the ones that had issues with their sleep. So lower scores for sleep quality, sleep latency, and sleep duration.
Wow.
Yeah. So we live in New England, and in the wintertime, we don't get as much sun. And if you're someone that has fair skin and you've decided that sunscreen is in your best interest, then you might not be getting your vitamin D even in the summertime.
Yes.
If you're covered up. So check those vitamin D levels, and vitamin D is so important for many body functions.
I was just going to say vitamin D is really related to a lot.
Yes.
Can go on.
Highly recommend making sure that you've got a good vitamin D level. And then our last tip for getting a good night's sleep is to maximize the golden hours of sleep.
What are the golden hours?
They're the ones before midnight.
Oh.
Cinderella hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you can go to bed in the same day that you woke up in, that's a better sleep routine.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, again, you're almost following nature. It's dark, you should be going to sleep, and when it's light, you should wake up. So it would be more ideal to sleep, you know, from 10 at night until 5 in the morning versus sleeping from midnight until 7 in the morning.
Yes.
So going to bed a little bit earlier, maybe than you have been, could make a big improvement in how well rested you feel in the morning. The other thing to focus on, too, is the number of hours. Make sure that you're making sleep a priority and you're scheduling yourself enough time for sleep.
Yes, we do tend to pack our days full of everything else and we don't think of sleep.
Yeah, so the average adult should get somewhere in the neighborhood of 7, 7.5 hours of sleep. 8's great, somewhere in that neighborhood. But teens need more, 8 to 10 hours. Children need even more than teenagers, which makes sense. Their bodies are growing and changing. So kids should be striving for 9 to 11 hours. If you've got preschoolers, the ideal is 10 to 13 hours. And then toddlers, 11 to 14 hours.
Wow.
It's a lot of sleep.
That is a lot of sleep.
When you think about a toddler, hopefully they're sleeping well through the night.
Yeah.
Going to bed early. And then maybe even taking a nap.
Yeah.
So sleep, important for growth and development, as well as our overall health and our mood
and our happiness.
As a bonus, we just wanted to talk quickly, because we're chiropractors, about what a good sleep position is.
Yes.
So stay off of your stomach.
That's the worst.
Absolutely.
Worst position for your body and your spine.
Sleep on your side with an appropriate sized pillow, maybe a pillow between your knees. Sleep on your back, again, with an appropriate sized and shaped pillow to support your neck. Sleep on a mattress that's more on the firm side.
Yes, you don't want to be sinking in, feeling like you're in a hammock when you're in your mattress.
Right? And then if you've got an old mattress, if it's on that 12, 15-year-old, or even worse, 20-year-old mattress, it may be time to buy a new one.
Yes.
I don't have stock in mattress companies, but I think that you should have one, you know, I'd say every 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, I would agree. If you're starting to see the indentation of where you lay in your mattress, that's a sign that it's time to get a new one.
Yep.
And if you're finding yourself, another sign is finding yourself waking up in the morning with maybe some back aches or stiffness. And then after you're up for a few minutes, things go away. That's a sign you're not getting the support you need as you lay there at night. Yep. Yeah.
So buy yourself a gift.
Yes.
A new pillow, maybe a new mattress. Your spouse will thank you as well. We've been listening to Half Hour to Health, and we would love to have you have your spine checked. One out of three adults say that getting adjusted has improved their sleep. And parents have reported that 40% of the time, their infants are sleeping better after their first visit with a chiropractor. So chiropractic may help improve your sleep. You'd have to find out if you have subluxations or misalignments in your spine by having an exam. We invite you to Crossroads Chiropractic. We have three locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and in Epping. You can call us this month. We have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Give us a ring at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or you can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse and WEMJ.